listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skull in a pool of cerebrospinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. The beast with two backs? The principle of the altered center of gravity in the martial arts. In the grappling arts like judo, sambo, and Greco-Roman wrestling, as well as in Muay Thai, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and MMA, the clinch is an important range and set of positions over which to gain mastery. One important part of becoming well-trained in this set of positions is to gain an understanding of and a feel for an important concept. That's the fact that once you tie up with your opponent, your center of gravity is no longer yours alone. Let me back up a bit and explain. A serious athlete develops an exquisite sense of balance. Keeping one's base under one's center of gravity becomes second nature. I discussed this topic in depth in an earlier podcast entitled The Mathematics of Not Falling Down. Even for those of us who are not in the serious athlete category, it is the case that we get accustomed to gravity working in a certain way. If you are in planet Earth's gravity well, like me, and you lean far enough in any direction, you will begin to fall. That's the law of gravity. An exception to this is when you hold or lift something heavy. In that case, the heavy burden can act as a counterweight. Lifting it has turned you and it into a new combined mass, with a brand new center of gravity in a new and different place. Anyone who has ever held a squirming toddler has felt their center of gravity shifting around in this way. Imagine what it's like with the body weight of another adult. People who do a lot of heavy lifting in their job learn this concept quickly as well. Essentially, in most cases, if you can get the weight close to your hips in front of you, then thrust your hips forward while keeping your head and shoulders back as a counterweight, you can balance the load and move with it. It also helps to keep your spine aligned and the muscles of your core strongly contracted to prevent injury. As I said, you and your burden are an entirely new mass with an entirely new center of gravity, and you have now reconfigured your body to adapt to this. The single most important concept in this reconfiguration is that of changing the alignment of your body so that the new center of gravity shifts to a point that is once again stacked above the point between your feet that is your base. For those of us whose job entails a lot of heavy lifting, or those who have done a lot of deadlifting at the gym, this hips forward, head back position becomes second nature. Our culture, however, has become one in which far more people than ever before are not accustomed to lifting heavy objects. A similar situation happens when you tie up with an opponent in the clinch. Once you find yourself in the clinch, you, who were once a biped with one brain and a center of gravity halfway between your navel and your sacrum, have now become half of a quadruped with two brains, each of which wants to beat up the other brain and the body that contains it, along with a brand new center of gravity that is likely moving around violently between the two of you as you struggle with each other. This is most especially true when one or both of you is gripping the other tightly. In such a case, your long-developed reflexive awareness of just where your center of gravity lies is now of much less value. To function effectively as a clinch fighter, that awareness must now be re-educated. A big part of this re-education will be to learn how to locate and seize the center of gravity before your opponent does, or, failing that, how to take it away from him as he begins to seize it. Let's draw a mental picture. You have tightly clamped a bear hug around your opponent with your knees well bent. It doesn't matter which way he is facing. The combined center of gravity of you both, assuming you are roughly the same size as each other, is just about at the point where your belly is touching him. Simply look up. That's to help align your spine and thus protect your lower back. Before tilting back and contracting your glutes hard, to hoist him to a position where the weight of both your bodies is balanced over your 2 feet. Congratulations! You have successfully resumed your former role as a biped, while hoisting your opponent off of his base to a position from which you can do all kinds of nefarious things to him, and from which he can do very little to you. This would not have been possible had you not seized the center of gravity. This happened when you thrust your hips forward while pulling your opponent tightly against you, displacing his hips with yours. Lifting and throwing the opponent is only one of many effective options when you have stolen the center of gravity from him. Other options include driving, tripping, sweeping, reaping, and ripping. You can sometimes achieve similar results when your opponent is in the clinch at your side, with the front of his hips pressed into you, or even when he is behind you. Different opponents will react differently when you attempt to take over the center of gravity. The ones that should concern you the least will simply give up the center, usually due to ignorance and inexperience. The tougher ones will attempt to take active countermeasures. One common response from your opponent will be to base out. This means that he will move one or both of his feet further away from you, while also dropping his center of gravity. This opens up space between your hips and his, and essentially shifts the center of gravity that you share with him lower and out into that open space. This in turn makes it much more difficult for either of you to seize the center of gravity. At first glance, it might seem like he's done something tactically sound, and that's true if you are not allowed to strike the opponent. But if you are allowed to strike, especially with your knees, the opponent has just made that much easier by opening up space between you. If he realizes the new danger of being hit with knee strikes, he may change his mind about the wisdom of basing out, and then move his hips back in close to yours again to prevent the onslaught. Of course, this puts him right back where you can try to steal the center from him. This leads us to a basic tactical principle of the Muay Thai clinch. Use the threat of the throw or takedown to create openings for knee strikes. And conversely, use the threat of knee strikes to create opportunities to throw or take the opponent down. Another possible response your opponent might use against your attempt to steal the center is to meet force with force. This means that he drives his hips right back into you to counteract your pressure. There are two important points to consider in this case: the timing of each of your efforts, and the amount of force you each bring to bear. If you beat the opponent to the punch, so to speak, with your hip pressure, and he then answers your pressure with his own afterwards, you will most likely win the battle for the center and take him off his base. That is, unless you are sloppy or weak with your grip, in which case your opponent's answering hip pressure might push him away from you, or you away from him, breaking the clinch and moving the fight back out to longer range. If your opponent answers your hip pressure quickly enough, you will soon find out if one of you has stronger hips. If it's you, that's great. If it's your opponent, you'd better do something else before he steals the center from you. One option that is sometimes possible is to slide your hips around the opponent's hips to attack from a different angle. Sometimes it's even possible to flow completely around to the other side, allowing your hips to occupy the space just vacated by his hips, and seize the center of gravity from behind through finesse rather than through strength. This is a very common tactic in judo, and in my experience translates well to Muay Thai and MMA. Speaking of judo, a similar case of needing to re-educate yourself about the center of gravity involves loading your opponent onto your upper back for forward throws like the seoi nage shoulder throws. Let me describe this for the uninitiated. For a shoulder throw, you secure the appropriate grip on your opponent for whichever variation of the throw you have in mind, and then drop your level as you spin to turn your back to him. If you do this correctly, it's difficult to impossible for the opponent to take your back after your entry. A common problem for beginners of this throw is that they stay too upright with their feet flat on the ground after loading the opponent, as if they are preparing to stand up from the bottom of a deep knee bend. This incorrect position doesn't take into account the fact that you have placed another person on your back, an act which shifts your mutual center of gravity back behind you. If you now stand straight up, his weight will pull you backwards. Think instead of how you position your body before diving into a pool. As you swing your arms back for counterbalance, you simultaneously rock forward onto the balls of your feet and tilt your body forward in preparation for driving up and forward with your legs. This is much closer to the body and leg position you want before executing a shoulder throw. It can feel scary for a beginner, because his innate sense for keeping his balance tells him that this heels off the ground, leaning way forward position is about to cause him to fall forward onto his face. His saving grace is that his opponent's body acts as a counterweight, setting up an effective throw. This is yet another example of seizing the center of gravity. In this case, it happens as you drop under the opponent's hips. While the concept of seizing the center of gravity in the clinch is very important, there are other important elements to the clinch game that I did not touch on today. Elements like hand fighting, the proper use of your head, leg and foot fighting, and striking other than with the knees. These and other details must wait for another day and another podcast. But if you truly learn to grasp the concept of stealing the center of gravity from your opponent, I think you may well have taken the single largest step towards mastery of the clinch that you possibly can. Anyway, that's what I think. But I could be wrong. Let me know what you think, or check out old episodes of the Martial Brain podcast at my website, rpmartialarts.com. I'm Jeff Westfall for the Martial Brain. The Martial Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. If you like the podcast and would like to help it grow, go to iTunes or Stitcher and give it an honest rating and review. Contact me with questions about the Martial Brain or the Rising Phoenix Academy at our website, rpmartialarts.com.